If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night me and my wife have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. So thank you for joining us.
Look at your cutie little sweater.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing that.
Yes. Aww. I have a little Snoopy embroidered sweater.
What's the little bird's name again?
It's like Tweety or something. It's not Tweety. No. Tumble? No. What's the bird's name? Pip. Some with a P. It is something with a P.
Why do we not know
what
that?
Is Snoopy's little bird's name?
I actually don't think I know any characters from...
Peppermint Patty?
Peppermint Patty.
You know, and Linus?
Like, is he the sad one or the baby?
Linus is the piano one.
Is that a baby?
Who's the baby?
Isn't there one that like drags a little blanket?
Oh, maybe that is Linus.
Okay, hold on.
Shit.
Charlie Brown character names. I just need
just
to
do bird.
Character. Well, I need to know a few of them.
Bird's name is like Pipsqueak or something.
No, it's Woodstock.
Oh.
Schroeder's the guy who plays the piano.
Schroeder.
Pigpen is the one that's dirty. Linus is the baby.
Yeah, Linus.
Baby.
He's not a baby. He just carries his blankie.
And has his thumb in his mouth.
Yeah, he's not a baby, though. That's why he's just like a little...
He's a fucking weirdo.
Well, maybe he's a baby.
I don't know.
He can talk and stuff.
Franklin is. And Marcy.
Oh, yeah. Marcy's a vibe.
I don't feel like I know
him. I never saw Franklin before. He's
really cute. Is Sally a bitch? Or is Peppermint Patty a bitch? Or Lucy's the bitch.
Sally is Charlie Brown's little sister.
Oh, I almost called him... Her, his girlfriend. That's
Peppermint
gross.
Patty is an androgynous king.
Really? I don't remember anything about these people.
Yeah, like I, growing up,
Peppermint Patty's cool.
I thought Peppermint Patty was a boy my whole life.
Yeah, I.
And then I'm like, yeah. I've been saying Patty. I guess Pat is one of those names. Yeah. Could go either way.
That's cute. They were so ahead of their time. They really made her just like very androgynous.
Yeah. And she was like very, I think she's non-binary.
Really?
I think she would be now.
We should figure this out.
Yeah. Anyway, hello. Welcome to Staying Up. Thank you for joining us. We're hopping into the hot topics as fast as possible, as you can tell.
I typed in, is Peppermint, didn't even finish Patty, and it's a girl or a boy, a girl, gay, trans, a boy, non-binary,
what I'm trying to say.
LGBTQ. They're like, everyone's curious.
What do they say? Why is her name Peppermint Patty? It's cute like a peppermint patty, but like, why did...
I don't know.
We can't be on the Snoopy expose podcast.
Yeah, we can. we love just like getting into a random ass topic and just going. I think as we
love our holes, like, and we love to just get into a hole and go.
And I love to learn something.
Do you think that was funny?
It took a minute to register.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
How are you this morning, honey?
I'm good. I'm like in Christmas mode now.
Okay,
we're packing up. We are heading to Palm Springs.
I said this morning.
What?
Our podcast is like a sleepover. It's supposed to be like a thing.
Oh my God. No, they know. People know that we record. It is always the morning.
It's generally always the morning.
Listen, I wouldn't say I'm a morning person, but I'm most productive in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm most... social,
alive,
in the morning.
Awake, alert.
Yeah, we've tried to record this at night. Like our whole idea was like a little glass of wine, little girly gossip, but it turned into coffee and a little girly gossip.
I do think that we're more gossipy in the morning.
I think so too.
At night we get bitchy.
Yeah,
we become bitches at night.
Last night we were absolute assholes.
We were
not to each other.
No,
But even this morning, I feel like I was just being a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah, we're feeling a little like pokey at everything and everyone around us.
Yeah. But that is so enjoyable.
Yeah.
About, I almost said dating.
We're dating.
You know what? Wait, let me finish this thought so the peepees don't be like, come on.
For you.
How do you follow my ADD? You do it so well.
Because I'm there too.
Yeah, I love
you've
it.
Made me think I maybe have it.
I think you do.
Yeah, anyway.
I hope we have it together. what was I saying? Oh, that's so fun about the person you're with, like having that kind of relationship too, where we can just like chat our shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fun. I feel like we're always on the same page. And then we'll be like, that's not nice. And then we'll be like,
every once in a while one of us will take it a little too far and then the other one goes, okay, that's mean, and then the original bitch gets mad for a second and is like, okay, suddenly
oh, that's your
I've crossed a line.
It's like that TikTok where they're like, and also she's ugly. Have you seen that? When you're, it's like when you're gossiping with your mom and you're like, yeah, she's, I forget the beginning of the sound, but it's like some, they're like, yeah, they're so mean, I can't believe they did that. And also, they're ugly. And they're like, well, I wouldn't say
I
that.
I think ugly is like the meanest shit you can say to someone.
It's
like
nice.
Calling someone ugly is like literally crazy to me.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. But also, you ain't got no alibi? An alibi for what? Not being ugly?
Yeah, like.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, oh.
You have nothing to just tell me you're not ugly?
There's no, yeah.
Like you can't
I don't
like,
have makeup on. Maybe makeup is an alibi.
Well,
that is beautiful. That's the title of that book. Makeup is an alibi.
It does sound. I'm curious.
Yeah. It is.
But back to my other tangent really quick. I think we are dating. I think you will always be my girlfriend. You're not my fiance anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a fiance is a
so short time period of time.
It's like it serves a purpose.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the queue.
It's like getting ready for a trip. It's like packing. Being
yeah.
a fiance is like packing.
Being a fiance is an adjective, not a noun.
Do you mean a verb? Like it's like a thing you do?
No, I mean it's like
okay.
tall.
Or, okay.
Well, no,
yeah.
you know what? No, you're right. It's a verb. Oh my God. I always remember verbs because of the commercial when we were growing up. It was like verb. It's what you do.
Yeah.
That.
Honestly?
It really worked.
Slapped.
But I feel like you will always be my girlfriend. You are my girlfriend. You don't lose that.
I'll be your girlfriend
because
forever.
Because it serves different purposes. Like, calling you my girlfriend feels like we are still pursuing each other, and I like that.
I feel most like you're my girlfriend when I'm, like, vibing on you. When I'm,
like what?
Like, when I'm, like, whoa. Like, butterfly feeling.
Yeah.
That feeling reminds me of, like, early dating.
Yeah.
And I feel... Then I'm like, oh my God, that's my fucking girlfriend. She could leave me at any moment. It's like how it feels. I'm like, I'm so lucky.
I better keep this shit.
Yeah,
up.
I gotta wake up. I gotta work.
Toes.
And then, yeah. and then I feel like you're my wife when all other times that are also good.
All the other times.
Yeah.
No, I think that's
you're
so
never
true.
My it's fiance.
Like,
you're right.
No. You're never my fiance. You like barely were. I couldn't even say it when you were. I was like my
I
girlfriend.
Loved
I mean,
it.
Fiance. Oh, as soon as I got used to it, we got married.
Yeah.
But yeah, dating. It's like. It makes you be excited. It's so easy to get comfortable with your partner.
Yeah.
Especially getting married, being together for years and years and years and years. Like, I want to be 70 and still feel like, that's my girlfriend. Like, and excited.
We could get a divorce and then do
date
that.
Again?
Yeah.
Should we just do that like every 5-10 years?
That'd be cute.
Keep it fresh.
But we never be fiancés. We go from girlfriend.
No. Divorce. Married.
Okay.
And again and again and again.
Hello peepees. I feel like I'm loving what we're doing lately on the pod. I feel like we're showing you
not
our
to toot our own horn.
No, I'm feeling like we're showing you our
what we were really like
what we're
out.
Really what we are really doing.
Yeah.
I think we're being less like let's have one big topic.
Yeah.
And more, which is good, and we'll do that sometimes and that's fun.
Yeah.
And more just like Cam and I are both writing things down throughout the week that we want to talk about, and it's yeah. just been silly goofy.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes I feel like when we sit down for the pod, it's like this big to do. We have to get everything set up, and then we sit down, and it's
we sat,
and then
I sat,
and then we sit down, and it doesn't feel natural to just have a conversation.
Yeah,
and I think that's why we kind of want to test out recording when we're at dinner or just like hanging out and just like popping a microphone on and seeing what we get from that. But lately, the way we've been doing this does feel that way. It feels like when you and I just sit down and
it feels very sleepover. It feels like what I would do with my friends if I was like, wait, I have the craziest shit to tell you. And it's like little and big and whatever. Yeah. Also, a reminder, if you are new here, thank you for joining us. We love you. Welcome to our house. Welcome to our sleepover. Bed. Just, we haven't said this in a while, but you can always subscribe.
Oh, always. And it's always there. It's
literally always there. You could always subscribe. You could always rate. Mm-hmm. Just a quick 5 stars, no less.
No less.
And then you can always tell your friends and family about the pod.
Oh, yeah. There's never time you can't.
What else you got for them?
And if you have juicy, juicy goss.
Oh, please.
And it doesn't have to just be breakup related or just relationship related. Yeah. You email us at stayinguppod@gmail.com. Don't DM us. I know, but don't. It gets things. Get
I mean,
lost
you can, but it won't be shared on the pod because it's too hard to sift through it. Like, go ahead and DM us. But if you want to share the juicy goss and know we're going to see it and know that it has a chance of being on the pod, the email's way to go. Even if it's like a, y'all, I had the craziest fucking Saturday.
Yeah. Or like
we want the morning debrief.
I got robbed. Or
I hope that doesn't happen. No.
Yeah. I'm not wishing, but I'm just, well, I would like a story like that.
If you have a story, I wish you would share it with me, but I hope that doesn't happen to any of you.
Does anybody have a silly robbery story? Like a little lighthearted robbery.
Yeah, lighthearted.
Have you ever been robbed?
Not like at gunpoint.
I stole your heart.
That's cute. My car got broken into.
Same.
Like we were talking the other day, when we were listening to our friend's podcast, and they were talking about how
Aces.
How Kenna's house, like somebody like broke into her home.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then I think Crystal or someone talked about when someone broke into their thing, and it's like the weirdest, most violating feeling.
Terrible feeling.
Mine happened to me in my first apartment in LA. My car's parked into the garage, which locks, closes, all that. And I think when I locked my car, it like didn't lock because there was no forced entry vibe. But my glove compartment was open, the center console was open, and all the paperwork was out. And I just remember like my name's on that, my address is on that. Yeah. Like
for a minute, apartment. They could have.
I just felt so violated. What?
They could have had it all.
They could have had it all. I just felt weird. Like, one, thinking that, okay, what info do they have? What can they do with it?
Yeah.
Are they going to steal my identity? Those, like, whatever fears. The obvious things.
I'm putting a pin in that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And then I like that you physically put your hand on the bed and went, put a pin in it.
Well, there's studies that show that physically doing something helps while you say it helps you remember to
That's
do it.
That's smart, yeah.
I've put a pin in
that. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to be like, but the other like weird violation feeling I had is just being like, there was a person sat in my car.
Icky.
Oh, and they took my garage door opener.
Bad.
So then they could just come in whenever they wanted.
Spooky.
And I begged
our landlord. Brilliant steal, though.
I know. And I, yeah, because now they can just come in whenever they want, and check sleep all the in car there, doors. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Whatever they want to do. And I begged the landlord to change out the thing. And she's like, I can't. It's too expensive. I have to get every new fobs, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, this is our safety. Like, shouldn't you be a little more concerned?
Yeah.
And they weren't. But it just felt weird. I like every time I'd be in my car, I was like, somebody was in here that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like I didn't invite them into this space. It felt so weird. And it was such a mild version of being violated in any way that I was like, how intense does somebody being in your home feel? Seeing somebody in your space, like your body being violated. Like there's just so many more intense ways that I couldn't believe how heavy that small of a violation.
Yeah, like something that was like even far. It wasn't
That was so weird. Have you ever been robbed?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Oh yeah,
I had a couple of those.
Oh, your car all the time.
Once my car got my ex girlfriend left.
Oh yeah,
her backpack on the chair.
It was like empty, right?
Yeah, it was a whole thing. I don't even want to get into it, but it
you're
was...
like, I'm mad at her again.
No, it was just like it was actually really scary. The person was texting. They had my phone number somehow, and they were texting me.
Oh my god, I forgot about
this. It was
this.
Just creepy. And then
yeah, they like tried to make it a bigger thing.
They
the
like
end.
Told us where to meet them.
But are you positive it.
It
was the person who robbed you, or
they said they found the backpack?
Yeah.
But so then you're like, okay, I don't know.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, there was that. And then my bike got stolen at work. at Patreon. That under, just sucks. I know. But that happened all the time. Sean's shit got stolen. Anthony's stuff
did
got stolen.
Feel less violating because you knew that that was kind of just something that happened to everyone in San Francisco?
Yeah. I also, it actually pissed me off. My bike was like, I had like a road bike that was like, pink sounds crazy. It was like salmon. Yeah. It's really pretty like matte pink salmon.
Too crazy.
But, and I always was like, I'm going to see it around the city. The city is small.
It's going to stand out.
Yeah. Like some guy is going to be like vibing on this.
I
like,
love that we just assume if someone's stealing something, it's a man.
No, it's not a girl.
No.
It's not.
No.
Unless it was the crazy lady that was on my street because she was a kook and she was wild. Yeah. She could have done anything.
Yeah.
Wait, my pin is I've been rewatching Friends, as you know. Yeah. As we all know, PPs, I am unemployed. But I am still getting checks. I have severance for a while. So it is as if I am employed for
just getting paid to watch Friends.
I'm getting paid to watch Friends, which is such a vibe. And I'm vibing out, enjoying my little life, watching Friends, doing my Legos like a baby. And
baby.
Cam will come in every once in a while and watch a couple episodes. And I love watching Friends with Cammie because she doesn't normally laugh at TV or movies out loud very often. It's not a not a feature of you.
It's weird because I will cry at any commercial.
Yeah.
Even. It takes a
lot. You're not
lot.
A big laugher.
I am. It's just like, I don't know. It's so try hard a lot of times. Like, I don't
laughing
know.
Laughing or the
no,
show?
No, the shows. Like, I just, that's why I hate comedians. I'm sorry, every comedian out there. But I'm just like, your whole goal right now is to make me laugh. And I think things are funny when we're just chatting and someone's like witty.
Yeah.
I don't like a plan. Like the fact that you're in your little room writing your jokes, I hate it. I hate it. I'm sorry.
I understand that. But I like watching it with, I like watching Friends with Cammie because she genuinely will like chuckle. And it's just not something that I hear often when we watch content. So I really love it.
They get me good.
But one episode that you missed the other day, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember when Monica's identity gets stolen?
Yeah.
Dude. I was crying laughing. So
because Joey's like, oh my God, what a psycho. They bought like a $70 mop. And she's like, that's me.
So she goes, she starts like romanticizing this person's life because they're like doing all this fun shit under her name and with her card.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to be like that. And so they go to the dance class that she goes to. And she meets her and she's like, hi, I'm Monica. The other lady. It's like, hi, I'm Monica. And then Monica goes, hi, I'm not Manana. And she calls herself Manana. And the whole rest of the episode, everyone around them is calling her Manana. I don't know why I think this is so funny. But towards the end, she does something. Like she does something crazy. And Rachel goes, go Manana.
No,
it's just stuck in my head. I just
Friends
want to say go Manana
like
all the time.
A name mix-up situation.
I love a fuck. Yeah.
I really
like
hate.
Chandler Bing. No, Chandler Bong.
Or sorry. Like the when Rachel and Monica swap for insurance fraud. I hate that episode.
Yeah.
I get anxiety when it's like, oh, things are just going wrong. And it's like, oh, just stop doing the thing you're doing. You're just making this complicated for no reason.
People that say that Friends isn't funny, I'm like, you're trying so hard to not think Friends is funny because it is so simply silly goofy.
It's honestly how companionship content is thriving. Friends feels like that because it doesn't always feel like they're trying to do a big joke. So many times Joey will say something and him and Chandler are always ones like dabbing each other up after. They're like, that was funny.
Yeah.
It's so natural what Friends actually do instead of like this big contrived joke in a comedy. Like it's similar vibe to New Girl, but New Girl, it's a little more planned out, which I do think New Girl is very funny, but it's like they're not always hysterical stuff. That's why I think I'm chuckling, because I feel like I'm just sat in a room doing something and my friends are hanging out.
That was the whole goal. They wanted to make you feel like what it would be like to be friends with these people.
It really is.
And that's how it felt.
I also think the reason why Friends was so successful is because they're all very distinct characters that you can relate to somebody, but they also show kind of the negative side of that trait. Like Monica's a good example where she's like so anal, such a control freak.
Yeah.
Where you can see, like I see myself in her all the time with like her wanting to be clean and organized and all of that. But then they show how annoying it can be, where you can kind of like look into yourself or be like, oh, you know what? I don't relate to everything about you. I'd never do that. Mm-hmm. But I relate to Joey on this side or Phoebe. And I feel like that kind of combo of there's no person that you're like, that's 100% me. It's a little bit of all of them. You just feel so connected.
You're Rachel and Monica to me.
Thank you. I'll take
I
that.
I think you're a mix of Rachel and Monica.
I think
your passions and like your, not passions, but like your style and your like hot girl energy is very Rachel. And Monica's hot girl too.
That was a nice, yeah.
But
Monica's so hot. I can't stop thinking about it this time back.
I know. She's so hot. She's it's because she was just under Rachel's light.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think we were sleeping on Monica.
But then Monica, yeah, obviously you connect with her on some levels. What about me?
I was just thinking that, like Chandler and Joey's energy together.
Yeah.
It's hard to say either homies. Of them. Like Joey's a fucking idiot. Yeah. And then like Chandler, just maybe more Chandler. Honestly, maybe a lot Chandler.
I feel I 90% Chandler.
Yeah. Even like his job where he's like crunching numbers and he's like, this isn't what I want to go do. And then he takes the aptitude test.
And that and is what he's just supposed
to be. 100%. Where I feel like that's kind of you where you're very creative and want to do something else. But you are also so good at working a corporate job as well. Like you're really, really good at that too.
Thanks, honey.
Where he just has to find that balance.
Yeah.
And he's so funny.
Yeah. Thanks, honey.
And he's like, yeah, he's a little bit of a goober.
I try to think, who am I 10% else of?
I think just like a sprinkle of everyone.
Yeah.
You will do.
Maybe it's Phoebe.
I was just going to say, you'll do a little Phoebe here and there.
Yeah.
But like.
But she's too dumb.
She's a little too dumb.
They make her too dumb. I'm not saying I am dumb, but I think.
I think she's all an act. I think her, she does little silly humor. I think she's very sarcastic and the group isn't, so they don't pick it up.
No, babe. We just watched the episode where she thinks her dad is the model that's in every picture frame.
I missed that.
Yes. She's like, that's my dad. And it was just like a picture frame with like the model in a stock image. It's like she is dumb.
Yeah. Or she's just like lives in a little fantasy world and she knows that's not her dad, but she's like, I as a kid didn't know my dad, so I decided he was my dad. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
I think she's deeper. I don't think we're giving Phoebe enough credit.
No, she is deeper. She just, one of her qualities is that she's airheady.
Yeah.
Like, undeniably.
But I think it's a choice. I think it's a choice.
I think that's sweet that you think that.
I think so, too.
But
the weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere rib sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna tending to my garden or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello.
I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host, Sierra Schulte, who is on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch, where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I wrote down a bunch of things I want to talk to you about.
Oh boy, what do you have for me?
One of them is Go Manana, which I've already spoken about.
I love it. I love that you wrote that down.
I just thought it was so funny. Yeah. Next is that I wanted to thank you for our date. I had so much fun the other night.
You're so cute.
It was so fun. I love you. Like, we really, Cam and I were really needing a date. Like, it was so,
this month, y'all, has taken the like wind COVID out of me sails.
And then my health anxiety, and then Cam's
job
anxiety, job, and things of that nature.
Yeah, I bet it was really depressy last week.
She was
rough.
She was our depressy stress. It's weird though, because
I know that I shared with you guys that I got on Lexapro for my PMDD. So I'm taking it 2 weeks leading up to my period. Then I'm 2 weeks off. And I don't know if this is a possibility. Maybe the doctors out there can help shed some light.
I got a couple of my DMs if you need me to reach
out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. It really does seem to be helping pre-period and beginning of my period. I don't feel really depressed in that time. But I do feel like it kind of just stalled my depression days, where I've been getting it like right after my period, which is weird and almost worse, because at least when it's my period, I have something to blame it on.
Yeah.
So it happening after makes me feel fucking nutty bananas.
I believe that it is just going to take a little while for you to get used to it.
Regulate.
I also do believe that PMDD can't, like, I think that you're
just depressed.
Yes.
You can say it.
I do.
Like, we're saying it's PMDD, and I think it gets worse in those moments. Yes. Your hormones are all over the place. But I think that you are clinically depressed.
I think that you have depression. Yeah. And
you're trying to word that. Well, gently.
I'm just trying. I don't know. But
that's okay.
I think that your anxiety manifests in depression. I think that now when we look back,
yeah,
and the years that we've been together,
I've had,
you've had more than makes sense, than makes sense for a healthy human being. PMDD.
Totally. Okay, or, yeah.
I don't know. It's just not specifically only period related.
Yeah.
So my thought is, why don't we just try to go on full time and see if that helps you? Mm-hmm. Because I hate when my little guy's hurting, and this week you were hurting, and it made me feel really,
yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. It was very sad.
Yeah.
My little guy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. She was having a tough
time. But we're back.
But we went on a date. Yeah. And I'm working on a project that has whatever. I've talked about it on my Yeah Boys podcast. I'll talk about it here. But
yeah, just say it.
I am designing a deck of cards that will work like a regular deck of cards, but on each card has like a handwritten question from me. Are questions that I've just like gathered through life that I think are like the best questions. And
so good.
I finally have more than I need. And so we went to get drinks and dinner and stuff, and just like had so much fun going back and forth, asking each other the questions. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it was just one of those dates where you like kind of feel like you're seeing your person for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it just was lovely. I just was like, oh my God, it felt like a dating date.
Yeah.
And not like a,
just, we're getting dinner again. Regular dinner date. Every week. Yeah, yeah. It felt more intentional, which is exactly what we wanted.
So thank you for doing that with me.
Thank you, baby.
Because I feel like we've both really been needing and wanting a little bit more like connection that's not just about planning shit. And it's just too much planning lately and too much like debriefing.
Yeah, like we just
want to
like hang out, not like
hang out with you.
Talk about work, talk about
kids,
the next trip. Kids, like it's always just something else. And I think that's so important when you get to this stage in a relationship, in this stage of your life. There's just always something that you have to be doing or have to be planning. Like even just, oh, holidays are coming up, we have to do this and we have to make sure we get that. It focusing on like the fun and more spontaneous and less of the like analytical stuff of it is so important. And I feel like we've been kind of stuck on the
less anal planning. More fun.
With more anal.
More anal is always more fun. So anyway, thank you for that.
Oh, that's a great tagline.
Look at how long my list is.
I love it. What else you got for me?
Okay.
Just doing a laundry list of...
Did you hear about ghost kitchens on TikTok? Did you see this ghost kitchen TikTok?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, this girl is like, I don't think people realize this. She's like, go on Postmates and look at all the restaurants on Postmates.
Oh, yeah. There's like, it's like a Denny's.
It's a fucking Denny's. Yes. She clicks on like four places and it was a Denny's.
Yeah, because you look up the address, right?
You look up the address, mm-hmm. and they will the Ghost Kitchens rebrand all of the name of the burgers. So it's like the Groovy Burger or whatever. Yeah. But it's literally just a Denny's burger with a different name.
Yeah. Because people aren't going and searching Denny's to order on Postmates, but they do want the like Double McBurger.
Yes.
Nasty.
And then you don't know. And you're ordering from like the Burger Den. Yeah. And it's this in there's like four places that Denny's is supplying from.
Yeah.
The top
but I
comment.
I can't even be mad at that though, because I'm like, it's like we have this aversion to the name that they just needed to remarket. Like, yes, if you get it and you're like, this is gross, it tastes like Denny's, sure. But if you're like, that was the best burger I've ever had, I'm buying from them all the time, that's on marketing, and I can't really be mad at that.
I don't like the trickery. I don't like being like, my favorite restaurant is Burger Den, and that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Is a physical location.
That's fair.
Then the top comment is someone saying, my husband has been ordering from a pizza place for a year.
It's a Pizza Hut.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
And it's his favorite pizza, and it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Disgusting.
And he didn't know it. See, that's upsetting.
I mean, that's just embarrassing for him. His favorite pizza is Chuck E. Cheese.
Like, that's
but also,
fine.
It's like, you
like
what you like.
I know. I'm just like, I personally would feel grossed out knowing that, like,
it's fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm not grossed out. That's not nice. Is that, are we being bitchy?
No. I mean, we're allowed to be.
It's just like when you think you're getting like gourmet pizza, or like you're getting like a nice hand tossed vibe.
Yeah.
I'm not picturing the back of a children's restaurant with little fake animatronic mice running around.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Speaking of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
I remember seeing this forever ago. Did you hear the like conspiracy that they will, let's say there's a big party and there's pizza left over, that they'll like form it into a new pizza? Because they've, like, someone took pictures of it and the cuts weren't completely matched up, but they'll, like...
And then give it to you?
Yeah, they'll, like, form it into a new pizza, like, maybe sprinkle a little cheese on top, pop in the oven for another minute so the cheese melts so you can't really see it.
I think that's bad.
Of course that's bad.
No, I think that's, like, illegal.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't
Well, it's not proven. It's just people have a theory that maybe... Yeah.
I don't like that.
And then this guy is ordering his... "quote unquote gourmet pizza,"
and it's probably from like
leftover
six birthday
like
parties.
Girls, like licking, sneezing.
Dude, you want to hear something gross? Another gross thing.
Mm,
it's
sure.
Not actually gross. Mark Zuckerberg, you know this guy. My dad always calls him Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is building $100 million mansion on Kauai. Kauai. I'm like, it's too small for your bullshit.
What is wrong with these
people? It's too small. It's not your place. Get out of here.
But like, I don't understand how that's even possible. Aren't there enough, like, why are there not permits and legal stuff put in place to protect Hawaii more from this?
I don't know.
Like,
maybe
what do we need to do to change that? Because it's crazy.
I have no idea. But wait, let me tell you what's on
He
it.
Should have to at least like contribute back somehow, some way. And there's no way that maybe big of a mansion is not harming the environment. Not quite so little.
So you want to hear the spookier part?
Oh, what?
$100 million compound.
Where?
Probably the other side of the island than where we go. Yeah,
that's
I don't
crazy.
Recognize this. It says complete with an underground bunker and its own food and energy sources. In a secret project suggesting the social media mogul is trying to conceal his doomsday preparations. Zuckerberg's compound on Hawaii will reportedly have more than a dozen buildings, with two central mansions connected by a tunnel that leads up to a 5,000 square foot underground shelter with an escape hatch.
Okay, but...
Now I'm so fucking afraid. After watching Leave the World Behind, I'm like, really?
Oh,
little
God.
Zuckerberg is going to Hawaii?
You know what?
And making
Why wouldn't he just... have like a private island somewhere that's more remote where people wouldn't know what he's up to? Like, why do it on an island where there are other people?
Because I don't know how many private islands there are. I know, like,
I mean,
the Oracle guy has Lanai, but
he could get a private island. I'm not saying like around Hawaii, but somewhere else. Maybe it's just like easier to get if something goes down and he's not there. Like, I'm sure he has a fucking 1,000 private jets.
Sure,
I don't know. I think it's weird that it wouldn't be somewhere else. But it's also good that it's not on Mars, because that means that, like, at least the world's not ending. Should we build a bunker?
Maybe it's something to do with, like, the U.S., like, the continental U.S. And so he's, like, wants to get somewhere where it's, like, not touched.
That's interesting.
Anyway, that spooked me.
It's so spooky. What? Leave the World Behind? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is it? why does that not sound right right now? Yeah, I feel like I loved that movie, but it hits a little too close. It feels a little too realistic. The idea of just like causing a little bit of chaos in America and then being like, these crazy people will handle the rest. These people will fight each other. Mm-hmm. None of these people here get along. Mm-hmm. They all have some reason to dislike each other. Mm-hmm. They are going to ruin themselves. We just have to cause like a little bit of commotion and watch this place go down. And I'm like, yeah, that would happen.
I mean, I'm feeling it even in, we're all feeling it always. It's mm-hmm. like when there's something going on now and with cancel culture and all the shit, it's like you're just one tweet away or one like saying something or not saying something away from pissing off even some of your best friends now.
Yeah, but that just, I mean, just that like, feels so cancel culture and then like people actually harming each other feels so separate. Like having like social ruins and then having an actual civil war breakout feel really different to me. I was listening to an episode of The Daily yesterday and it was the guy who started, I forget what it's called, but it's basically the database for all of mass shootings that happen mm-hmm. in America because mm-hmm. there just wasn't a clear depiction. Things were getting left out.
Yeah.
So he basically started this whole database and they were asking him, Michael Barbaro was asking him.
I'm Michael Barbaro.
I'm just glad it was Michael. And
did you hear me?
That was pretty good.
I'm Michael Barbaro.
You kind of sound like the other lady who pretends to be Michael Barbaro.
I'm Michelle Barbaro.
But they asked him, what are you noticing in this data that maybe we're not seeing? Because his whole point was, I'm just trying to educate people so we can solve this issue. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people on both ends don't have all the information. So having this information, hopefully people can find out how to resolve this. Mm-hmm. And they asked, what does the data show? Like, what do you take away from it? Mm-hmm. And he said that, was it anger? I forget the specific term he used, but anger and proximity are the cause of all of this. Because normally, years and years ago, when less people owned guns, you get in a bar fight, you punch the guy, mm-hmm. you wake up, you're drunk, whatever, you apologize. You might go to jail mm-hmm. for hitting somebody in public. You can apologize, it's done. Nowadays, you get in a bar fight, you get angry, you shoot someone, they're dead. Or they're faster than you, and you're dead. And mm-hmm. you can't apologize about that. Like, the short fuses mm-hmm. mixed with the proximity to guns mm-hmm. is what is fueling how many deaths are happening in America.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So he's like, we need to... And he correlated it to mothers against drunk drivers, or drunk driving, or whatever that organization... Yeah.
Mad.
They're not against drinking. They're not against driving.
They're against drunk driving.
They're against the combination.
Yeah.
So it's like, we need to get gun owners and people who are rightfully or terrified of all the shootings together to be like, how do we move forward? I'm like, sure, I don't want to take away your Second Amendment right, but there's obviously an issue here and we need to jump on this.
Yeah.
So it's just really interesting. I highly recommend people listening to that episode. It was just
spooky.
Yeah. It was a tough listen, but
I guess I'm not saying that I think that they're completely correlated, like mm-hmm. that small unrest in friend groups and cancel mm-hmm. culture and shit like that and World War III mm-hmm. are completely
Civil
related.
War, not a World War III.
I just think whatever. I just think that any rift now is heavier than it used to be.
It's the inability to listen to each other. It's very quick to say, you're wrong, you're horrible.
Yes.
I don't trust you. I can't believe I was ever friends with you.
Yeah.
Instead of like, let's learn and grow together.
It's just crazy because my parents used to have different political beliefs. Mm. And like are married mm. people used to have different religions and are married.
Yeah,
like I'm like, where did that go?
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons, but I think that a lot of politics now, we are focusing on social issues
mm-hmm.
because we finally reached a time where we can and push that
and like make changes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's things that shouldn't be topics. Like, I really just don't even think that whether certain people can get married or whether we can have abortions and all of these things that just don't have anything to do with other people. Like,
yeah.
Me being married to you does not affect anyone who is like voting on don't say gay bills. Like, yeah. Chill the fuck out.
Did you hear about the don't say gay girl?
How she had a threesome?
Yes.
Oh my God.
With a woman.
Wait, did you hear the like student body president kid read her to fucking filth?
Yes, that's what I'm picturing. And she sat there like this.
He was like, I do not think that you should lose your job because you slept with a woman.
I think you should lose your job because you're bad at it. It's like, that's...
Oh my God. It was incredible. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, all these fucking politicians are using you and your beliefs to get what they want. Yeah. Like your favorite fucking woman who's homophobic allegedly is sleeping with women. So...
She wasn't homophobic last night when she's like riding her neighbor or whatever. It's just like, okay, so she won't say gay, but she'll do gay. This is stupid.
Oh my God, I died when I saw that. I'm like, you fucking hypocrite.
I'm changing us off of politics.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about them. I'm mad.
Do you have
them.
Anything you want to tell me, or should I keep going?
No, you can keep going.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes are
perfection,
the perfect couple. Ugh. They are the threesome couple.
Oh my God,
we never say them. They're the perfect couple for a threesome.
So private, they're so cool. They don't like.
That's even cooler.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's exactly
my point.
That's
why we don't say them.
Yeah, I'm like, they live their little lives. You never catch them at anything. They're never like. I think they live on a fucking farm.
Vibes.
Yeah, they just do their own thing. They're so cool. Oh my God, Ryan Gosling's speech about how wonderful Eva Mendes is.
And how great she's been with like their kids while he's been filming Barbie and all the shit. I'm just like, it is unfathomable to me to picture the two of them brushing their teeth, chatting about their day.
Oh, I can see it. Laying, so clear.
Getting into bed, pulling the covers back at probably at the exact same time. Getting so into bed, cute. Him putting his little arm out like this, her cuddling into him. Like, I'm like, can you... That's the closest thing to God that we'll ever know.
Yeah,
is
I
the
think
fact
they're perfect.
That they are together.
I think they're my favorite straight couple.
I don't even feel like they're straight. Something's up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like,
I'm like, your guys are,
you know,
both
when there's a couple
up.
Where you like, you don't, you know that they're straight. You, I know he's a guy. I know she's a woman. I haven't heard anything about them veering off.
Yeah.
However, it's like it's an energy that they give where I'm like, it feels disrespectful to call you straight.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, the only other person that I could swap her in for and feel like even better about it? Same energy, but more bi or potentially straight gay. I don't know.
I don't know. Who?
Who's the girl in like Fast and the Furious?
Jordana Brewster?
Maybe it's her.
Which character?
Or the girl in like Blue Crush or and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, what is her name?
I know.
I was obsessed with her.
She.
Oh my God, what is her fucking name?
I don't know about her and Ryan Gosling. Can you fucking believe?
That would be insane.
But I don't know Eva. Maybe Eva's cooler. And I don't know this girl. I'm just saying, off of like gay vibes alone, I feel like they would be such a vibe.
Oh, 100%. Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes.
Oh, so hot.
Hottie
but
with a body.
She's not straight, is she?
If she's straight,
I'm
out of here.
I'm over this.
I'm going to Mark Zuckerberg's in Kauai.
Locking myself in a bunker. I need to be more thorough with my notes for this pod because the way I've been sat here trying to listen to you and also trying to decipher what passed me.
What's happening in there?
So I read Search for Christmas Gifts When Little. And I was like, what?
Search for Christmas. Oh, probably walking around the house trying to find your Christmas gifts.
Yes, you're right.
I got
that's
that.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's where I got. But when I just read it, I was like, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of that weird feeling of
knowing you're in the home with the gifts.
Your parents are not home. And I was too young. I should have still been on Santa train. And my brother's like, should we go look for Christmas gifts? And like for 5 years my mom hid him in the same spot because she never knew that we found them. But why did we do that? Why did we want to ruin the surprise?
I didn't even want to ruin the surprise. I just wanted to see them,
like find the goods.
I wanted to see the outline of the boxes in the bag.
Yeah
I didn't want to see the gift.
There were times I remember my brother and I like carefully opening the wrapping and peeking and then taping it back up. Like we went
you know Arthur Christmas.
Yeah.
That movie.
Yeah.
How when Santa falls and laughs or and he lands on the gift, and then when he picks his head up, he had hit a button that turned like a song on, and so they have to like surgically open the bag. And anyway,
they send the little elves in.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah. But yeah,
yeah, that's cute.
I know there was a bigger point to all of that.
It's okay. It doesn't need to have a big point.
Truly can't remember. No, but there was. Like, I wrote that because it was like the beginning.
Normally, maybe it was a metaphor.
I'll think of something and it'll lead me somewhere else. So I just write the first thing. I'm like, my thoughts will bring me back.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They go somewhere else every time. So I don't know why I thought I was going to get to where I wanted to be.
It's okay.
I also, that thought was brought on because you and I were chatting about how when you grow up, like some presents are from your parents, some are from Santa. Uh-huh. And I was saying that it would be really smart if your kids find a bunch of presents when you're little to be like, I got to be honest, we lied. Santa cannot get around the world in one night. Mm-hmm. He drops them off at Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and then we pretend and we wrap them for you. Like a little like lie, gaslighting your kid basically is what I was planning on.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm in. Do you want to, are we going to do that? Are we going to do Santa? Have we talked about it?
With our kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in what way? Like really go?
I don't know.
Like North Pole?
It
like
is
go?
Weird to lie to your kids. I think you just don't really. I don't know. We gotta table this. It's gonna give you anxiety.
Let's table.
Yeah. I also have
Elf on a Shelf. We're doing Elf on a Shelf.
Are we?
So fucking fun. I love.
Yeah, that and one it's scares such a me. Cute, though, if you fuck it up one
but
time,
but it's so like, cute. He's so mischievous, and you put him in different little.
I've just seen so many TikToks of kids like flipping out because I don't want to tell them that it loses its magic if you touch him. Because I've just seen kids like panicking because like the little kid, like the young kid will like grab it. And then the older kids are like, no.
Well, no. Then you say like, oh, well, he's exempt.
He's little. I think you just say like, this is how we bring the magic back. And you have to like do a seance or something.
You have to pray to Jesus for
him. No, that's not it. I also had a thought. I think we were talking to a PP who shot the shot.
Dude, I have that on mine. I have it up to read it because it's the cutest.
Oh, well, then please.
Okay, great.
Back to you, baby.
A PP shot her shot. And I think it's so cute. And I wanted to get y'all's thoughts.
Yeah.
So we reposted on our story a girl holding a cupcake that had a PP on it. And a PP, a different PP, a peepert. DM'd and said, how do I inquire about a date with this lovely PP? Then I didn't respond for 30 minutes because I didn't see it. And neither did you. And neither did you.
Neither did you.
Go manana. Then she said, okay, update. I shot my shot and I'm scared now. And I said, love that for you. Keep us updated. And then she sent a screenshot of her shooting her shot to the Instagram account that posted the PP pic.
Yeah.
And said, she said, so I've come from the Staying Up Pod story. What are the odds that you're single and into women? Sincerely trying to shoot my shot here.
So
which
cute.
Is so cute.
Well done, you.
Well fucking done. And then I thought this was hilarious. The person responded, hi, that's so nice of you and I respect shooting your shot. Those odds are actually zero, unfortunately. That pod is my friend's fave.
She's like, I'm not a lesbo. I wouldn't listen to those losers.
And then our PP said, this was in fact a swing and a miss, but hey, win some, lose some.
So cute.
And I said, let's go, dude. So proud of you. Smiling so hard. That's okay, my guy. Also, actually zero was low-key so intense. Like, the odds are actually zero, but then.
But also, it would have been so weird. What? She was like, odds are like 5%. I don't know. I've like thought about it. I had one friend I was kind of into. Like, that would have been weirder.
I think that saying, like, if you say, like,
we didn't have to respond the percentage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She said, what are the odds you're actually into women? She should have been like, I'm so sorry. I'm straight.
But she could have already received 10 DMs and been like, shut the fuck up, guys. I'm getting bombarded.
I just think that's the literal funniest shit
it
ever.
It was hysterical.
That she said the odds are actually zero, unfortunately. Like, not a soft way out.
No.
And then, you know, our PP was just like, I can't a mask get a break out here. Like, where is this mask shortage going on? And we were silly, goofy laughing, just talking about how we need to have a dating segment on the pod.
Oh, we have to, because this just happens too frequent that people are like, I don't know any queer people in my town. Like, where are you meeting people to date? Yeah. But I feel like shooting your shot when you don't know if a girl is into women is such an easy way to get let down. Like, I don't think that should be scary at all, because them being like, oh, sorry, I'm not into women. Like, I'm straight.
Odds are actually zero.
Yeah, if the odds are actually zero, it's like, I think it's the most gentle letdown. Because in your head, you can be like, well, if you were gay, you would be in love with me. It's like, you're the problem. I'm perfect. And if you were gay, you'd want me.
Well, then our pee-pee story for this week is perfect.
But I just feel like that's the best way to shoot your shot. And then it had me thinking about how fucking annoying it is when you're at a bar or whatever and a guy hits on you and you say to them like, oh, sorry, I'm a lesbian.
And they're mad.
And they're like, prove it. Or they're mad. Or they're like, if you didn't like me, you could have just said. It's so weird where they like want a different excuse. Where or they just instantly assume you're lying. And I'm like, if I was lying, take the L.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Because gather your thoughts.
But what a gentle letdown to be like, oh my God, you're so great. But sorry, I'm not into men. I'd be like, oh, of course. Because then if you were, you'd want me. Like, it's a gentle letdown.
Yeah.
But I'd say 9 out of 10 times, maybe even more, when a guy has hit on me and has gotten mad, but like 9.5, maybe, like, it's so rare, because it's like, if there's 50 times, and you know what I mean. But most of the times when I have said that, a guy is furious or like wants more of a reason. And I'm like, okay, you're right. I do like men. You're fucking ugly. Like, would you rather I said that? Or like, you're too short.
Not us back to ugly.
Oh, I'm going for the jugular, baby. But I should have said that. And I, well, stay safe out there, PBs. But I just want to kind of challenge everyone next time a man hits on you and you gently and kindly let them down with the, I'm a lesbian, and they don't want to take that, give them bigger reason.
Yeah.
Sorry, you look broke. Like, say something so rude. Oh my. I'm sorry, I don't date men with receding hairlines.
Nice.
Like, just go for something off the cusp, like, so fucked up.
Yeah.
And be like, is that better for you?
Yeah, do you love that?
Yeah.
Are you so happy?
But, like, don't, because men are scary out there. And
no, they'll literally kill you.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Don't do that.
But say it in your head and walk away. Just be...
Yeah, well, this doesn't happen to me, so I have no...
What?
I don't get hit on by
men. Yes, you do.
By anyone, really. Which is fine. I'm married. It's good.
Okay. Doesn't sound good.
It's fine that nobody wants to fuck me.
I do.
That's my girlfriend. Yeah, okay. PB story of the week.
Okay.
Was it all platonic?
Oh no.
I know. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, Cammie and Taryn. I recently went through a weird situation. Mm-hmm. I became extremely good friends with this girl who is also my grad student peer. Let's call her Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Molly had always said she was straight, despite being very queer-coded. We were inseparable. We would spend all day working side by side at our grad school student job, then would hang out after work. We rarely went 12 hours without talking to each other. Then one night, I fell asleep in her bed. She wrapped her arm around my head and pressed her face in my hair. After she fell asleep, we spent the whole night cuddling. We spent half the night with our noses and foreheads pressed together and the other half of the night spooning.
Oh my God, kiss already.
With either my arm around her or her arm around me, with the person laying with their arm on top. The other person with their arm on top. She would lay in my arms when I woke up and I would stroke her hair and play with her ear. This happened 6 more times over the course of 3 weeks.
Okay.
You girls are busy. And we never talked about it. I get that.
If you're not talking about it, then it's so gay. Like, what's there to hide?
Yeah.
If I'm just cuddling with my friend, I'd be like, oh, that was so nice. I love a cuddle. Yeah,
that's so true.
But if I'm like wanting you, I'm like, we didn't do that. I was sleeping. Yeah. I don't know what to talk
about. I was sleeping when I was 100% playing with your ear. 3 of those nights were 3 consecutive nights at my parents' house where we were visiting, and she lied to them by telling them that she slept in a different bedroom than I did.
What is the point of lying?
Ooh, lie to the parents. Juicy hot.
Yeah, there's no reason to lie unless you want it.
I had huge feelings for her, but didn't want to pressure her or scare her by asking her what it meant to her.
Yeah.
As she had always said she was straight. My friends noticed how close we had gotten and had asked me if we were a thing due to how comfortable we were with each other and how we looked and acted towards each other. When I told them no, I was confused about how she felt towards me. Oh, while I told them no, I was confused. Mm-hmm. One weekend we went camping with some of her friends, and on the first night I saw that she did the same arm around the head move to one of the guys on the trip. That's a very basic move. I will say that.
Arm
around the head. I put my arm around everybody's head.
Wow.
This. I'm doing this left and right.
Is that head? Well, especially, is she tall?
I don't know, but me at a bar, if I've talked to you for 10 minutes, my arm's around your head like that.
That's fair.
Okay. Literally.
We've made eye contact. My hand is around your neck. I'm
joking, yeah. okay. Da-da-da-da-da. She did the move.
The around move.
The other person.
Okay.
I realized she was flirting with him, and I also realized she must have been flirting with me during those nights.
Lots of mixed
emotions. When you see flirting and then can say that's what happened to you, it really puts it in a perspective. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, what are we doing? I don't think it's anything. But then if you see them doing it to someone else, then you know.
You did do it.
A couple days after that, I told her that I had feelings for her and asked her what she thought of the night we had spent cuddling. So cute of you to ask, and so good of you. I told her I thought it was extremely intimate, and I felt it showed that we had feelings for each other. Although she said, quote, everything is a spectrum, she claims that she thought it was more platonic than I did. She said she thought she might have had feelings for me, but realized that she couldn't take it any further and, quote, couldn't be what I wanted in something like that. That's just not where she's at. Mm. It really broke me and made me feel like she was gaslighting me by telling me she thought whatever was between us was platonic. She's now seeing the guy that she flirted with while camping. We worked on projects together at work, and therefore I have to see her every day. Because I don't have the luxury of going no contact, I'm having trouble getting over her. It pains me to know that she's with someone else, even though we weren't really ever, quote, together. Yeah. What do I do? How do I get over her? I've heard the terms homoerotic friendship, but I really did think she had feelings for me during this time. Why is it always the uncertain situationships that are hardest to get over? You're a pillow princess. P.S. Important fact. She knew I liked women.
Yeah. I do feel that's important. I think in this situation, like, two things can be true, with the question being, was it actually just platonic? It can be yes and no. She clearly wants to keep it platonic, where I don't feel you're entitled to her every inner thought and emotion. She's clearly not there yet, where she needs to keep it platonic.
And sometimes people have to do things to know what it feels like. That's
to see, like, she probably does think you're great. Whether that has to stop at friendship or whether she was starting to feel more, she might have needed to explore that a little. I don't always think that that's very fair when she knows you like women, but she didn't know that you liked her yet. So she maybe was like, I really feel connected to this person. Let me kind of explore this. And then after that night was like, you know what? No, I don't think I'm there yet. And I don't want to lead her on. Like, I do kind of feel like she's almost trying to respect you by not overly sharing. Like, you know what? Yeah, that night was really special to me.
Yeah.
Because that would even leave you more confused and hopeful. Where if she can just put a pin in it and be like, no.
You put a pin in it.
I'm putting a pin in it. It's got to go to the other side. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready to face that side of me yet.
Yeah.
I have to, I respect that personally.
I do respect it. And on point two of how do you get over that when it's in your face? For me, that's like a remind yourself over and over and over and over and over and over again that this person knows that you like them and they are choosing someone else. And it should hurt. Like, the point is that it hurts. To me personally, what I would have done is, or what I would do is remind myself of that to the point where it hurts me so much that, like,
brutal.
I know, but where I'm like, I don't, you're not the person for me.
Yeah.
You're not going to be my person if you know I like you. We just had these fun nights together where it was intimate and we agree, and you told me that you had feelings for me too, but it's not going to be like that. Then that's not my person. I want someone that's going to be like, fuck this guy. Fuck camp boy. I'm going to go hang out with you again. I like you. I'm going to figure it out, even if I'm quote unquote straight or specky or whatever. Not that. Well, and whatever. That shit is funny. So I feel like you just have to remind yourself that this person is not choosing you, even though you are right there.
Like, kind of be brutal to yourself.
Be brutal. And it is going to be hard because you see this person, you like this person, you shared some moments with this person that were special and cute, but you deserve different. You deserve different than this.
Yeah.
And you're going to find it. And I'm sorry that this was like a tease and a little jump in the way, mm-hmm. but it's coming. And I think this is the torturous belief that I have, which is that like, it's so fun to like people, even if they don't like you back sometimes, because like it really, to me, it like kind of wakes you up and makes you feel alive for a sec and reminds you what love can feel like or like can feel like. And I think that that's sweet, but I can only
that
say
is
that
sweet. I don't because think I can I'm do
on,
that, but
I can only say it because I'm on the far end of having found my person and it feels great. But
yeah,
in the moment right now, I know it sucks and I'm sorry. And
it's so brutal. And like, oh my God, the possibility of what could have been, I feel like is really, it's so easy to try to stay there and live in that of like, oh, that if that night was so great, what could be?
Yeah.
But in the reverse, you could think that could have been a shit storm that I thankfully avoided because she's clearly hasn't accepted herself fully.
Trying to figure it out.
If she is ever going to be ready for dating women, she was definitely not ready. Thank God that didn't go farther where I went from having a crush on her to like fully being in love with her. Mm-hmm. And then she decided she couldn't do this. So I think like try to be thankful that it didn't go too far. Mm-hmm. Try to live in that instead of going into the what it could have been, because that is torture.
Torchy.
Do not romanticize this. I think we said this so much in the breakup episode advice. Mm-hmm. You cannot try to build something up to what it could have, should have, would have been.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. So if anything, like, do a reverse fantasy and do a horror movie of holy shit, this could have gone so bad. And it sounds like you enjoy her as a friend as well. So if you can stay in that and be friends, but it's also okay to not be able to be friends with people who
100%.
I feel like people do this all the time where they're like, oh, I don't want to ruin our friendship, I have a crush. Having the crush could have, that may have ruined the possibility of a friendship.
Yeah.
It is okay to not be able to be friends with people. You can adore people and enjoy them, but if you like them, it might not be possible because you can't feel the joy and happiness for them when they meet someone. You can't give them unbiased advice.
Yeah.
If they can't come to you and you give them sound advice on a fight they're having with their significant other, I don't know that you can be friends with them. Yeah. Or maybe you need to be really open of like, we need to be specific type of friends. Like,
yeah, just like butt buddies.
Butt buddies.
Wait, can I?
That would be fabulous, but that's the problem. They don't want to be butt buddies.
While we were talking about this, I had a flashback to high school and I had this situation with a girl.
Do tell.
I've never heard this. I know. I just forgot about it.
Oh my God.
Like, I had a friend that was younger than me, maybe like a grade or two younger than me, mm-hmm. that we would have sleepovers mm-hmm. and do this exact thing,
the cuddling,
the like, so queer, mm-hmm. so in retrospect so fucking queer, mm-hmm. and I remember at one point I talked to her about it, this is so hazy, I talked to her about it and said, like, are there feelings there? I'm confused. And she was like shocked.
Like,
and
what?
I know scared. She was scared.
Yeah.
She ended up being the person that outed me.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So now I'm thinking
that's it.
She is.
Isn't it crazy? Like,
felt
people
bad
live
about
in fear.
It or something.
It all comes full circle from that girl to the politician having threesomes with women.
I'm like, she then went on to tell one of my very best friends that I was gay. And I'm
because
like, you were just testing the waters and being like,
no, I think she was terrified that it was going to get out. So she wanted to get ahead of it of like, oh, you know,
that's
Taryn.
So weird. Yeah.
And because I actually had a similar thing happen with my, this is actually going to sound crazy. I'm like, was going to be so sympathetic about this. But my first girlfriend, one of the many times she was cheating on me, was with one of her friends. Mm-hmm. And her friend, who, God, I really hope nobody watches this. Whatever.
I'm not saying.
I mean, it's fake. I think she's married now. I don't think she's ever been with a woman. But her and my girlfriend were very much so together. And she kind of made it out like my ex was taking advantage of her. Mm. And I know that wasn't the case because I read the text messages. Like, I caught her cheating on me.
Yeah.
So And they, I felt so bad that they did this to her. And this other girl who's on her dance team, who's friends with them, like called my ex these horrible things and was like, you're a bad person. You did this. I know what you did. She told me. And I was like, oh my God. It was a hard place to be in of like, I need to defend this person that I'm with. But I'm also like, this is so traumatic for me that I'm defending that you did actually cheat on me.
100%.
But it's, I think a lot of women and just people in general, when they're realizing they're queer, get so scared by it that it's easier to bully demonize people for things.
Yes.
That's why so many politicians who are going against gay things come out that they're gay.
Yeah.
It's like you're running from something that you are scared to be. And then you're kind of taking it out on everyone else who's getting to live their truth.
Bro, and then she's, my girl's married now.
My girl.
Whatever.
What the fuck?
Not like that.
Yeah.
No, now I'm like, get away. But
it's so crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I have very vivid memories of snuggling. Constantly. We would always have sleepovers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you little brat.
It's so funny. I had the reverse experience of so many young queer people where they're like, with my first girlfriend, I had that of like the cuddling and it like knowing it's something more. But everyone else, the friends that I cuddled with growing up were not my friends that I was into at all.
Yeah.
They were just like the very touchy feely friends. Yeah. Like they were probably a bit queer. Like I don't know what it meant to them. I've never talked to them about that, but it was like, I wasn't into them. Then the one friend growing up that I, looking back on, I'm like, oh my God, I clearly had a crush on you. Mm-hmm. Our whole friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even want to sleep in the same bed as her. I have a vivid memory of being in her bed. And it was like, normally I had big sleepovers, all of us.
Yes.
It was just me and her. And I was like don't breathe.
Frozen.
Don't move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no world where we were going to cuddle.
I love that.
I would never allow that. Even if she tried, I would have been like,
horrified. Come up here, Riggy.
Hi, Riggs.
Riggs is here.
She's here for the girly girly chat.
But
yeah, I had such the opposite experience where I was like, if honestly, the less touchy I was with you, you probably showed I liked you more. I was so scared to.
I get that.
I was so scared, and I was like terrified to ever initiate anything, even just friends. Like I was never like hugging my girlfriend, like actual friends growing up. I was so. Am I boring you?
No. Sorry.
I was just so, like, I was so terrified.
I yawned. That's why she said that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for those just listening and not watching. Taryn, like, looked away and, like, fell asleep for a couple minutes.
No, I didn't. No, I'm just, like, I'm like, actually shook by having that memory. And it's, like, kicking me a little.
I cannot believe you never shared that. I've heard so many times about the girl outing you.
Yeah.
But I guess a lot of times when it comes up, we're talking to people who you know and they know this person.
Yeah.
Do we need to bleep this all out?
No, I don't think my friends listen to this.
Okay.
Like, I don't think my high school friends listen to this.
Yeah. It's such a
hard. She probably does.
Definitely. It's such a hard balance because it's like, I never want to out somebody.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are scum the earth, horrible person, did horrible things to me. It's not my story to tell.
Totally.
It's a scary personal thing going through that journey, and I hope that these people can be out and comfortable. But even like the girl my girlfriend cheated on me with, I'm like, of course I wish you well. Like,
yeah,
you can give a shit about me, but we're grown up, and I still don't want you to be hurting and somehow this get back to people and they piece it together and know who it is and it like flip your life upside down.
Totally. I mean I'm not saying I know she's queer at all. I'm just saying
we were cuddling. Yeah.
There was a vibe. Very similar to this story.
Yeah.
Where it was like, but also I have absolute utmost deepest respect for people that are confused, try a couple things and realize that was a no.
Yeah. Also, that's there are some people who are very affectionate and cuddly with their friends, and that doesn't mean that they're queer either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was though.
No, I mean, that was like the homoerotic friendship vibes. Yeah, it was like you're the best thing that's ever happened to me, like that vibe.
Yeah.
Aww. That's all right.
That's so crazy.
I will be stalking her Instagram after this.
Yeah. Were y'all not friends when she outed you? Was that already like done?
She's the only person that I opened up to and told that I was thinking that I was maybe gay in college.
Yeah.
And
it was in college. Like, get over it.
Yeah. And then she was hanging out with some of my best friends and told them. And then we were I was like, don't speak to me ever again. And I was so Christian.
Yeah.
And she was like my only person that I...
Yeah, that could really like cause you shit.
Yeah. She was the only person I told out of complete safety to be like, you don't go to the same school as me. You're like farther away from me. Yeah, like,
you felt like that was...
Yeah. And like she wasn't a little religious like me in that way.
Yeah.
Whatever. That was a downer for the end of this potty.
Potty.
Potty girl, go manana.
Anywho.
Anywhoodlum. I love
you. Anywhoodlum. I love you.
Anything you want to say to the peepees as we leave on this momentous night?
Y'all, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Happy, what day of Hanukkah is it?
It's like is it day over? 40. It's over.
Oh. Shit.
I think it's like day 12 or 15.
We didn't even finish all our candles.
No, we did one night.
Well, I was deep in COVID town when that was all happening.
And also, I think I was being haunted by...
Our candles, like, she would light them and they would just go out. Like, quite literally the opposite of what's supposed to happen.
It sucks because the menorah that we got is so beautiful. Pretty. We got it for our wedding. It?
Yeah.
And I've been looking forward to using it all year.
Yeah. But she bought, like, trick menorah candles.
I didn't mean to, but...
It was crazy. Anyways.
Santa Claus was haunting
we
us.
We probably... Santa... Our He's Christmas like, tree was like, no, pick one. We probably will not be here next week, but I don't know, we might keep you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
You might get another episode before the end of the year, or you might not.
Keep you on your toes, feet peas.
Any of the feet peepees looking?
Ugh. If you want to Venmo me at Taryn Arnold on Venmo,
she'll take a
sock
off
my feet.
dude. Okay, that I'm gonna throw
my ankle cracking.
Stop it.
Don't touch my feet.
I'm gonna lick them later. All right,
I don't think you've ever done that. You've never licked my toes.
Like in a joking way.
Yeah, we've never like a sexy way. Feet vibe.
And it's not going to happen, it honey.
Not for
it's
me.
Not going to happen, sorry. But I love you.
I love you too.
And I love your feet. The school.
There's a school next to
There's
us.
School announcements.
Oh, one last thing I'd like to say.
What?
Is that it's raining today.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
And at the school, they made an announcement and said, there's a school next to us. They said, for today's recess, we are doing a walk and talk. Remember, walk and talk so that they can't like run around during recess. How cute is that, a walk and talk?
Adorable.
We should do one.
Okay. All right. Happy holidays, y'all. Love you.
Happy holidays. Merry cream. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. And to all, a good night.